Who would have thought that one of the three creators of the mega popular quiz show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire would also be a terrific writer of fiction? His name's Stephen Knight, and one of his greatest works is the historical drama series Peaky Blinders. I'm Stephen Archibald, and welcome to my podcast. Welcome, one and all, to They Came From Within Cult Movie Reviews. Cillian Murphy plays a blinder. Peaky Blinders, 2013 to 2022. The talented Irish actor Cillian Murphy is currently basking in the glow of winning his first Oscar for starring in Oppenheimer. But he was doing terrific work long before Nolan's critical and commercial triumph came out. In the marvellous Peaky Blinders, he portrays Tommy Shelby, the head of a Birmingham family who run a notorious crime gang, which goes by that very name. Over the course of six series, containing 36 episodes, we follow the Shelby clan's hazardous exploits from 1919 to the early 1930s, with a combination of courage, intelligence, and sometimes sheer luck. Tommy gets to outwit or outlive his many lethal rivals, which would include Locking Horns with a merciless chief inspector of the Royal Irish Constabulary, plus war with other powerful gangs, both from within the UK and the United States. Thomas Shelby will even come up against the odious British fascist Oswald Mosley. Peaky Blinders proved to be such a rich, vivid, engrossing TV experience, as good as, if not better, than anything else from the crime genre. Cillian Murphy makes for a superb lead, skillfully portraying a complex man who is often placed in dangerous and compromising positions. Tommy can often be direct and unflinching in his brutality, but he is also capable of compassion, consideration, and reflection. Apart from Cillian and Tom Hardy, the biggest name to appear in the series was Sam Neill, who portrayed the nasty, cunning Chief Inspector Chester Campbell. Although Sam's renowned on the world stage as an actor from New Zealand, he was actually born in Omagh, Northern Ireland, in 1947. The Neill family relocated to Christchurch 7 years later. In order to rediscover his Northern Irish accent, Sam Neill sought help from the actors Liam Neeson and James Nesbitt. But in the end, he could not make his accent too strong, as it was important for him to be understood by an American audience. And even though it is hard to imagine anyone else but Cillian Murphy in the central role, it could have been so very different. It is reported that the Tommy Shelby role was a toss-up between Murphy and Jason Statham. It is said that Stephen Knight finally made up his mind when he received a text from Cillian reminding him that he is an actor. Interestingly enough, the year in which Peaky Blinders came out, Jason Statham starred in Hummingbird, aka Redemption, which was written and directed by Stephen Knight. And, strangely enough, in that same year, 2013, Tom Hardy would star in Knight's movie, Lock. Hardy plays the gangster, Alfred Solomons, in Peaky Blinders. He was also the star of Stephen Knight's cracking historical drama, Taboo, which was shown by the BBC in 2017. Tommy was not the only powerful individual in the Shelby family. There was also his aunt, the matriarch Polly Gray, who was played with gravitas by the wonderful Helen McCrory. Helen will mostly be remembered for this pivotal role, as well as for portraying Cherie Blair in the 2006 movie The Queen, and Narcissa Malfoy in the Harry Potter films. Helen was also a formidable stage actress. She was married to the excellent actor Damian Lewis since 2007. Sadly, Helen McCrory died of breast cancer on the 16th of April 2021 at the age of 52. A more recent tragic loss connected to this series is that of Benjamin Zephaniah, who portrayed Jeremiah Jimmy Jesus, a street preacher and one of Tommy Shelby's friends from the Great War. Here in the UK, Benjamin was a celebrated poet and author. In 2008, he was included on the Times list of Britain's top 50 post-war writers. His works often dealt profoundly with race and social issues. Benjamin Zephaniah died at the age of 65 on the 7th of December last year, just 8 weeks after being diagnosed with a brain tumour. There really was a Birmingham-based street gang called the Peaky Blinders. However, they were active from the 1880s until around 1910, so their reign was already over by the time the events in this superb drama unfolded. And it is highly unlikely that the real Peaky Blinders carried razor blades in their flat caps. This drama brilliantly weaved fictional characters with real historical figures, such as Winston Churchill, the aforementioned Sir Oswald Mosley, and the British-Italian crime boss Charles Darby Sabini. This show is blessed with having many great characters, so many that I can't list them all. Even so, three more deserve a mention. Paul Anderson is simply explosive as Tommy's tormented and extremely violent older brother, Arthur Shelby Jr. Anderson's so good that his often monstrous character is occasionally capable of eliciting our sympathy. Then we have Sophie Rundell, who provides a nice touch of idealism in her role as Tommy's only sister, Ada. And then there's the beautiful Annabelle Wallis, who made an indelible impression as Thomas Shelby's first wife, Grace. A lot of other great actors have appeared in Peaky Blinders, including Stephen Graham, Anya Taylor-Joy, Aidan Gillen, Adrian Brody, and Sam Claflin, who portrayed Mosley. The first episode was aired on BBC Two on the 12th of September 2013, and the final episode was broadcast on BBC One on the 3rd of April 2022. When the key players manage to synchronise their availability, a movie spin-off should be heading our way sometime soon. Peaky Blinders made great use of featuring modern-day alternative music on its soundtrack, even having Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Red Right Hand, as its theme tune. And it is lovely to know that as a huge fan of the show, David Bowie gave permission for his song Lazarus to be used in the third series. And the third series went on air just 4 months after the Thin White Duke had died. This particular podcast is dedicated to my late mother, Bridget, who passed away the day after Helen McCrory. I'm Stephen Archibald, and thank you very much for listening to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. You can follow me if you like, and all my episodes are available via most podcast hosts. Take the best of care, and goodbye for now.